Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We were just talking during the update. When's the last high-profile Detroit sports athlete to switch their jersey? Because we're seeing it right now with the Lions. J-Mo is moving from 9 to 1. Jahmyr Gibbs is going from 26 to 0, yeah, among a bunch of other Lions who are switching jerseys. You see this with guys who are maybe lower on the depth chart, switching jerseys, but stars typically hold that jersey for their whole career. It's changing slightly in the NFL, John.
It is changing, and I think it's disappointing when families or individuals shell out a lot of money, because these jerseys are not cheap. We've, you know, thought about it for Christmas presents, mm-hmm, where, you know, because the kids, obviously, they knew Aiden at Michigan, and when he went to the Lions, they won an Aiden Hutchinson jersey. To try and find a 97, and by it's a major investment. And then all of a sudden, now Aiden's not changing his number, but then all of a sudden, your kids are wearing this jersey, and now the 26 is no longer relevant. Do they still want to wear it, or are they sitting there begging? I want a zero. Give me a zero, Dad.
And I got to buy two jerseys.
Yeah, and the other one is just never going to see the light of day. It's you're mowing the lawn.
That seems so crazy. Do any of these players that switch numbers ever do, this might be unheard of, like a jersey
swap,
trade-in day, or like bring in your old jersey and we'll give you a discount on the new number?
You know,
is that like unheard of?
I heard of one of those one time. I can't place it, but I do believe it's happened before, but it's a little bit earlier. Now, okay, these guys aren't old, but they're 2 years in, and J-Mo's 3 years in. So it is, I think... To me, so I had this situation. When I was at Michigan, I was obviously 77. That most people around here remember my Michigan days. And then when I went to Washington, I was 76. Trey Johnson had 77, who was my guard. After year two, he left in free agency to go to Cleveland. So 77 opened up, and they came to me and said, hey, do you want 77? I thought about it for a little while because I really liked it. But I was like, you know what? I'm 2 years in, going into my third year. People in Washington know me as 76. They've bought jerseys. I'm not going to make that change. And I ended up being 76 my entire career there. When I came to, you know, Detroit, Backus had it. And so I was going to go to 69. It was available. But my wife at the time said, she didn't like that. There were signs.
What would your wife say now?
trust me, it would be a no as well. Yeah. And so I went with 68.
So you guys just told my kids, I think they're listening. It's a very challenging time for them to listen because they're going to school, my oldest.
It's not on the car all the time?
You guys, I know. You guys literally just told them that their Gibbs jersey is now
it's irrelevant.
It's not obsolete.
It's irrelevant.
I think it's kind of cool to
I still
a
think you can sell it as I was in from the get-go.
I was a real Gibbs fan.
I was a true Jahmyr Gibbs fan, rocking the 26. So I bought him before he was this dominant player.
They got the black 26, too. Now, I don't know how they're going to take this, but man, they might be throwing a fit in the van right now. Kelly, yeah, who knows?
They're probably sitting there saying, Mom, we need a new jersey.
You know, I don't...
Kids, I think you should get one.
I don't care for this in general. I kind of get J-Mo's because that was his college number. Mm-hmm. I don't like that Terrion Arnold went away from zero. Maybe he did it because he had zero interceptions. He doesn't want that to be on his shoulders.
I'm more surprised that J-Mo did it because, remember, he called Stafford and talked about wearing
nine.
That nine.
Does this mean the Lions are going to retire it then?
Oh, boy. Maybe that's the whole thing.
He'll be there. Jim will be there.
Yeah.
Sure. All-time leader in all these categories.
Yeah. No, maybe 16 will go to nine now.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Fan those flames. You're right. There's
a great troll move.
Oh, my God. You're right about the trickle-down, though. Terrion Arnold. People got excited about him. He was likable as a rookie. They may have bought his jersey. That's another guy. He's going to be six now moving forward.
Now, did he do that for pick six?
That'd be cool.
I'm just kind of wondering why.
Well, because what's the reasoning? Yeah, but it's like J-Mo's we get. Was Jameer zero at any point?
I don't think so. And I'm not crazy about the number zero for a running back. That's going to be kind of weird.
Well, I'm less crazy about the single digits for the defensive lineman. Like, and I always go back to Trevor Price. Trevor Price was eight. And it just seemed really weird. And I know they all are trying to go to, you know, the single digits up front. We've seen fives and we've seen, you know, twos. And I just think it's weird to see it on a big body.
Gibbs wore one in college.
He wore one, so he's going to zero. So I don't understand. I know that there's an attraction to zero. Mikey Samristil went to zero when he was at Michigan when they first made it legal in college football.
Terrion Arnold wanted zero. He did the whole sub-zero branding. That's the thing. When you get drafted and you play, in Gibbs' case, more than a season in that jersey, you get known as that.
Yeah.
That becomes your branding. You keep that and you make it your own and you build a legacy and you hope everybody's wearing 26s forever. We don't have a lot of Detroit athletes that have made this kind of change.
I'm curious for those fans that are out there, what is it, if you own a 26 or you own a 9, are you still going to wear it to games or are you going to actually spend the money and go out there and get the new jersey?
You have to wear it to games still.
There's no shame in wearing a 26.
Oh, I'm not going to shame the fans. It's not on the fans.
But jerseys are expensive.
Yeah. So if you trust me, if you want to wear a 26, if you want to wear a 9 to the game, I fully support that. I think it's great. I'm just curious because I don't own one of those jerseys. I don't plan on owning one of those jerseys. But if you do, what was your reaction when you heard this news? And maybe you've thought about it and you've calmed down a little bit. But what was your initial reaction?
Your reaction or your kids' reaction? Maybe they're yelling and screaming in the car right now.
Yeah, yeah.
248-539-9797.
It could be different, yeah. Especially, you know, if there are a lot of Jameer Gibbs fans, especially after what he did, you know, the last couple of years, but especially last year, he was dynamic. And a lot of people think he could be, or already is, one of the top two running backs in the NFL.
Saquon being one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's right there.
Sure.
If he had the workload of Saquon, his numbers may have been better than Saquon's.
Yeah, if he didn't have to share with David Montgomery.
For a stretch of the season. Yeah, and we saw when Montgomery went out that Gibbs more than handled the workload and looked like a star.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's people that have fallen in love with Gibbs. J-Mo, too, though. People have really stuck up for this guy. They feel defensive and protective over him because they think he's a good person and has gone through some headaches and self-inflicted headaches, but they've got his back. And I bet you some people did go out and buy a number 9 jersey to shout out and stand up for J-Mo. Are you going to buy a 1 now? How do you feel about it if you have any of these jerseys? 248-539-9797. I would think you'd want to keep your jersey and build your legacy there. It does happen, though, where guys get traded and this happens, where it's just not possible. The jersey's retired somewhere.
Right.
But I'm still... And it's
but you go to a new city and you
reset
have it,
your brand.
You reset your brand.
It's early in the morning. I may be missing one. Do we have a high profile... Can someone text in a high-profile Detroit athlete that switched their jersey?
Well,
because I'm going through our great... We see the Hockey Town jerseys behind us here at Hockey Town Cafe. Like, Lidstrom was 5. It's famous. He wanted 9 when he got here, and someone had to tell him that's Gordy's number. But he wore 5 the whole way. Yzerman was 19 the whole way. Go through Fedorov, 91. Zetterberg, Datsyuk, 13, 40. High-profile athletes typically don't change him. Like, I'm like Cabrera, 24 his whole time here. Who else is on the wall over here? You don't see many of them. And I could just be missing a super obvious one, but we typically don't see it.
So I do know that... who was it? What's his name? Who was the defensive back? I'm trying to pull up the that we drafted from Ohio State, 3 overall.
Okuda.
Oh, Jeff Okuda. He changed his number.
He did. I said high profile.
Right. Yes. Well, he was high profile, not in the right way.
Which good athlete?
Good high profile. Yeah.
Successful big stars that have done this.
And I think the rebranding for him, or I call it rebranding, the change of number was more probably, I want a fresh start. I want to start things over. I want to come out as a different player than what you knew early in his career.
It'd be odd if Cade suddenly switched from two. He got special permission to wear two. It'd be weird if he suddenly said, I'm 25. Like, okay. We don't see it all that often. We have a couple phone calls to get to. Tyler and Macomb, you're up first. Tyler, good morning. Happy opening day.
Hey, happy opening day, guys.
What's up?
Yeah, so my fiance bought me a 26 Gibbs jersey for my birthday, which was like right after the season ended. So I haven't even got a chance to wear that yet. So I'm stuck with it now. I got to wear it for her.
What was your initial reaction when you saw the news that he was going from 26 to zero?
Well, you guys broke the news to me actually also this morning. I was a little bit pissed, I'm not going to lie, but I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah,
you can still
you
wear the
26,
though.
You can still wear it, yeah.
Don't
but
feel
especially
like
especially if you got it right after the season and you hadn't had a chance to wear it to the game yet. I get that. Still got the receipt for it?
Yeah, it was like literally a week after the season ended. But, I mean, honestly, I think the number zero looks kind of dumb anyway. So
I don't love zero either.
This could be not – it would be an opportunity for either Gibbs, J-Mo, or whoever else is changing their number, but – for any of the local sports stores. You know, hey, bring in your 26 and we'll give you 26% off of the zero.
I think that's a great idea. I highly doubt it will happen because it's all about the money.
All the local retailers, you're welcome.
But it's it's awesome.
Yes. But I guess you don't want to go, I mean, you'd rather have 26% off than 9%.
With J-Mo?
Yeah, maybe you go 90%. Hey. You get a swap. Got to unload this this new merchandise that we have.
And if Jameer switches again, you can get 0% off the purchase of his third jersey.
Yes.
Back to the phones we go, where we have Dan in Clinton Township. Dan, good morning. Dan.
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
How you doing? Good.
Could be better.
Could be better. Why's that?
I got two Gibbs jerseys, Williams jerseys, and my kid bought me the Gibbs jersey last year for Christmas, so he's all bummed out because he spent all that money, his earned money, just to buy me a Gibbs jersey, but oh well. But yeah, I'll still wear the 26. I'm not going to buy another jersey. I bought enough.
If you want to feel better, Ticket Textures have said it's vintage. It's cool.
Oh.
That's the spin. It's vintage.
I got two cool ones. I got a black one and a blue one.
There you go. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm done buying jerseys unless I go to the second market and get the $30 ones, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Because what's a jersey? You said you've recently bought these. What'd the jersey run you, if you don't mind me asking? Oh, he's gone. I mean, they're a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah, that's the
minimum.
Oh,
they are?
Oh, yeah.
That's even more than I was thinking. Oh,
they
my
are.
Gosh.
If you want to get an original and you go to any of the sports stores, you want to get an original, it's gonna cost you a couple hundred bucks.
Wow.
And so that was my initial reaction was, first of all, I don't think it's necessary. And if guys want to do it, then go ahead and do it. That's fine. But it just feels like that one was, I mean, they're putting a burden on the fans.
So NFL Shop St. Brown. I'm not going to look up Gibbs because I don't know if people are going to try to sell them cheaper. St. Brown is $130 for a St. Brown jersey, which is actually better than I thought.
Okay,
that's more manageable.
Wait, when you said 200, like that, that's a lot more than 130.
Yeah,
in my brain, I mean it is, but
yeah,
$130 is a lot of money too.
People were pointing out Rasheed Wallace switched his jersey.
Oh,
30
was it
to 36,
30, 36? Yeah,
and Ben Wallace, he left and came back and then switched his number.
Mm. Yeah,
but
Jordan did it.
Yes,
he went 23 to 45.
Yeah, and then yes. People have pointed out Kobe. I was stuck in Detroit athletes. Kobe's probably the most famous one.
Yep.
But I think he was
distinct.
Well, but Kobe had like two distinct careers in those jerseys.
Yeah.
People forget about 45 Jordan. 45 Jordan doesn't get discussed. 8 and 24. Kobe had basically two different Hall of Fame careers in each jersey.
In each jersey. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did the Hall of Fame do? Did they put up both jerseys?
What did Laker fans do? Did they stick with the original, or eventually they just, he played long enough that you made
yeah, he was
move
so beloved. And maybe that's the case, with, especially with Jameer and with J-Mo, that, I mean, they are beloved athletes here in Detroit, even though their career is just getting started, and we hope for big things. Maybe this is early enough that it really won't matter.
If you bought one of these Gibbs jerseys or J-Mo jerseys or even a Terry and Arnold jersey, you wake up this morning, we hate to be the bearers of bad news, they're switching them. Your jersey is outdated. It's vintage. You can keep it. Don't worry about it. But if you are upset, we'll take those phone calls and ticket texts. We have A.J. Hinch joining us at 8:02 today. Tigers opening day. It's 97.1.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy opening day. We're talking more baseball at 7:35. AJ Hinch will be on the show at 8:02. Tigers back home, Comerica Park, right over our shoulder. And we got some ticket texts flooding in talking about this jersey situation with the Lions.
Yeah.
We broke the news to some of our listeners, and they're not happy.
I'm sure.
Jameer Gibbs not wearing 26 anymore, so the couple hundred dollars you spent on that, well, he's wearing zero now. And the same switch happened for J-Mo from 9 to 1. Rakestraw is wearing 9 now. Sub-zero, Terry and Arnold went from 0 to 6. A ton of changes for the Lions, but I think the Gibbs
one... Did
anybody
even know what number Ennis Rakestraw was?
No, what number was he last year?
24? Sure. That's totally throwing out a question
mark. No, I know.
It doesn't sound wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's right.
15.
Oh,
15?
Okay.
All
Thank
right.
you.
Now he's to 9. I like that better for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't it weird how we think about things like that? Like, oh, that.
Yeah,
that
it's
number.
Okay for him. Well, I don't think there was a lot of Ennis Rakestraw jerseys out there already.
So if you're heartbroken with your Ennis Rakestraw 15, let us know. But most of this is
But
Gibbs
at least
stuff.
If he's going to a 9 and you got a J-Mo, you could swap out the nameplate.
Well, some people have said that. This one says, I remove the name from the back. I rip out the stitches and wear the jersey without a name. Trey and Jackson.
I mean, everybody's going to know 26 is still Jameer.
Yeah.
And so I don't necessarily know that you got to remove the nameplate for that one. Because, I mean, who is – I'm sure at some point there'll be a number 26. I don't know if there's going to be one this year or not.
Oh, so. There is.
Oh, who's 26 now?
You're going to make me pull it up. I shouldn't have said anything. It's like a fringe guy.
Okay, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
There could be a couple 26s before the time. Yeah.
Maurice Norris. Okay. Now 26.
Player profile. Tell us everything you know about Maurice Norris.
Yeah. Well, so you went for. Well, okay. No, no. It would have been 9. You could go. I mean, it's Maurice Norris. It's Mono.
Maybe it should be Owens Enrique so I notice him. You notice the new numbers out there.
You do. Texter says, I don't think it makes the old number less valued. It shows you were a fan from the start. Also, you can have more than one jersey. Dupes are pretty close to the new ones nowadays.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is there any?
By the way, our Gibbs is not authentic.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
that's a whole
matter.
Different can of worms on doing that.
Breaking that news to the kids.
Is Tom a bad father? 248.
They don't care where it comes from.
No
it
one
looks
does.
Good.
No.
It looks good
no
to me.
No one does. No one does.
I can get you in the business, Heather. I don't know how the tariffs is going to affect this.
The knockoff jersey business? Is that what we're talking?
What? Heck yeah.
The markup on all those China imports.
Jeez. Oh,
all right, John.
No different than the pirating of cable and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Texter wants to know if there's any financial
jailbreak
benefit.
Jailbreak jersey.
That's what I was going to say. What they guy call it?
Oh, yeah.
Jailbreak.
It's easy.
Yeah.
Just
That's
jailbreak
easy.
It.
Yeah, just jailbreak
it's
it.
Not illegal.
Yeah.
Just jailbreak it.
Buddy, be careful. Is there any financial benefit from switching, like trying to increase your jersey sales for a second time?
Well, I don't think so because, and I don't know how the NFL does it now. I know as recently as a couple of years ago, if you made the jersey switch, and that was, you as a player made that decision, I'm going to go from 26 to 0, you were going to have to buy whatever the NFL had in stock. So you had to recoup the money for the NFL. Now you get them at a, whatever it was, the wholesale cost, but you had to buy all of those jerseys that were still in stock.
Which is probably why we don't see as many jerseys.
Yeah.
Changes.
Yeah.
Ticket Texture says, I'm upset about this. I'm angry. I bought Lions jerseys as groomsmen gifts for all my friends last year. Players or teams should offer a jersey swap.
That would be cool. Yeah. If the Lions came out, now this is a player decision, I would think the team would have to sign off on it as well. So there would be some responsibility there as well.
Texter says, the only time I've heard of a team doing a jersey swap was when Aaron Hernandez went to prison and the Patriots did it.
That is true. I remember that. So what are we supposed to do with these? That's what the Patriot fans were saying.
It's always weird when you walk in because, you know, doing the Michigan games, we travel around and we travel to the East Coast. There's when you walk in somewhere and you see somebody wearing an Aaron Hernandez jersey, it's I don't know what the draw is, if you had one, why you kept it or why you would still wear it, but you do see them.
You know what? I have a pretty dark sense of humor. I think that one crosses the line.
I think so, too.
By the way, I have watched highlights of that Super Bowl he played in a couple times. It is weird watching him play.
Oh,
he had a good game.
Oh yeah, he was a really good player. Yeah, that's where it ended.
I'm just reading through more of these ticket texts.
Yeah,
this one says, "I like Jahmyr Gibbs in 26, but they didn't win anything. Maybe the change will be good luck for him."
There you go,
Mike.
Get your Super Bowl zero.
What about when Devin Gardner went to old number 98?
Yeah, there were a couple of those that made the switch, and it was, who was the receiver that the Lions had? He was a tight end at Michigan, and then he switched
Funchess?
To wide. Funchess, yeah. Funchess, I think, went, he had one of the quote-unquote historic jerseys.
Legacy jerseys.
And then, yeah, legacy jerseys, and then went back to, I think he went back to one or zero. And to me, that was offensive, but.
Okay, then.
Just me.
All right. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, police say Whippet canisters were found in the vehicle that caused a crash that then shut down I-94 in Macomb on Thursday. According to Michigan State Police, a 21-year-old driver with a passenger entered the eastbound freeway. This was near 10 Mile, while they say driving at excessive speeds. That driver then tried to squeeze between vehicles on the freeway before he crashed into a semi-truck and then another car, and it caused a huge amount of oil to spill from the semi, which obviously then caused the closure to extend a lot longer. Both of the guys in the at-fault vehicle were injured, and police say that they found several Whippet canisters as well as open intoxicants and suspected marijuana in the vehicle as well. Michigan State Police Lieutenant Mike Shaw just says this is an example of a preventable crash caused by risky driving. Should never have happened in the first place. Man, we talked about that awful house explosion in Southgate that just rocked the area. Well, unfortunately, the woman who was rescued from underneath that rubble, she has passed away from her injuries. Her husband is still in critical condition. He suffered extensive burns and internal injuries. He was thrown from this home. He was found in the front yard. I mean, imagine that. Hopefully he can make a recovery.
Yeah.
When you see images of what that house looked like after.
It's not
hard.
A house anymore.
Oh, no.
Hard to believe anybody lived.
Right. Like, it's. I hope that this man can survive and survive with a it's tough. I mean, he's going to realize his wife is no longer there.
And his quality of life is going to be forever altered.
The family members of the victim say they were Amber and her husband, Paul Benedict. Sounds like they were just really good people overall. The investigation is still underway to determine exactly what caused the explosion. You mentioned it, but several Detroit Lions players are changing their numbers for the 2025 NFL season. In fact, 8 different players are changing their jersey numbers, including Jameson Williams and Jahmyr Gibbs. So J-Mo is switching from 9 to number 1, which I guess isn't really all that shocking. That's
his college number.
Yeah, and he wanted that number, and so that's what he's getting. Gibbs is switching from number 26 to number 0. Terrion Arnold is also going from 0 to 6. And the list goes on. I said 8. I mean, Tim Patrick is now number 12. He was 17. We talked about some of these before. Ennis Rakestraw, 9.
Yeah.
Now was 15. Yep. You can check out the whole list. So,
yeah.
Interesting.
It's odd, but whatever. Life goes on.
Yep. Okay. I hate to tell you this, guys, but mosquito season sounds like it's going to be even worse this year, which I mean, who loves mosquitoes? Nobody. I was about to say I hate mosquitoes, but nobody really.
Bold
well,
take.
Sure. Yeah. Humans, though, don't. So a mosquito expert says that the biggest factor that will affect this summer is actually a lot of the rain that we had last summer, because there's one species of mosquito that hatched the fall of the year before.
Yeah.
So they're ready, and there's surveillance that shows those mosquitoes are in much higher numbers, higher than we've seen in the last 5 years. These are the catkill mosquitoes, and they emerge around the 4th of July, and they've mostly been absent for the last 3 years, so they're hungry, they're biters, and they like human blood.
You better be careful for Roomba.
Yeah, what did you say they're called?
The catkill?
Yeah. Do they kill cats?
No, I'm sorry. I did say the cat kill, didn't I?
Yeah.
Their cattail mosquitoes. Oh, okay.
Very different connotation.
Freudian slip.
I'm going, no catio time for Roomba. All right.
I didn't even say it. I'm literally looking at the word, and I said cat kill. Cattail mosquitoes. So, you know, wear long sleeve shirts, light color, they say, and bug spray.
Bug spray. Mm-hmm. We don't even get to spring and I already think about mosquitoes.
Just beware. Finally, Jim, you don't have kids, so you don't realize how quick little toddlers can move. You can turn your head for a second and they are in another room, up the stairs, into something. Well, there's a story going viral about a mom in the UK who turned her head probably for a second or so and discovered that her toddler, her one-year-old, was consuming her father's ashes.
Oh!
They were in a nice decorative urn.
It was Grandpa.
And she came to the living room and discovered that the ashes were all over, like the entertainment center, on the little kid's shirt, on his face, near his mouth. Yeah.
Hey, now he's got more than just the DNA.
Yikes.
It's called family bonding.
Yeah. Exactly. Uh-huh. Exactly. Yeah. She had the whole thing on video. You can go... Not the whole thing of him eating it, but the aftermath on video.
Heather with the news. Opening day, the celebration's here. It's 97.1.
Hey, when it comes to managing your finances, you need a bank that gets you and is genuinely interested in your success. That's why I bank with First Merchants Bank. Whether it's your business banking or day-to-day personal banking, First Merchants Bank is 100% interested in helping you prosper. First Merchants Bankers are attentive. They're going to take the time to get to know you and build a financial plan that fits your unique situation. That's the beautiful thing, is they're going to take the time to make sure that what they offer you, and there's a lot of it, it fits you and your unique situation. When you make the switch to First Merchants Bank, you're also going to get access to their highly rated mobile banking app with innovative personal finance tools. Plus, they're deeply connected to the community's needs because it's their community as well, and they volunteer and donate to local causes to ensure that we all prosper together. This is the difference of a 100% interest in you. For a better banking experience, visit firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking like a near perfect day. Opening day, downtown Detroit.
Yeah, the sun's coming up as we sit right now. It's going to come up right over top of Comerica. It's going to be beautiful.
AJ Hinch will join us at 8:02. Talk with the manager, Tigers and White Sox later today for opening day. John, let's talk about it. What's the plan today? What are the traditions you guys have? 248-539-9797. And your question was about, is today for the kids, taking your kids down,
yeah,
or is
family?
Today
yeah.
the family, or is today with your buddies, your girls?
Or is there a tradition that you have? And maybe it's a college roommates. Both guys and girls, is this one something that you did, or is it high school? Did you sneak down here in high school way back, you know, back in the day? And even if it was Tiger Stadium, now Comerica, we had one guy earlier said, this is going to be 49 for him. So he obviously goes back to Tiger Stadium. I miss the bleacher seats. And we asked in the cookie jar if there was something that you would add to Comerica, and I totally blanked on that one. I would actually say, go back to a couple of sections of the old school bleacher seats. I thought that was awesome. And I bet you on opening day, that would be the place to be. Absolutely. Because I remember back at Tiger Stadium, it was, I don't know, we could go down there in high school, it was like $7 or $8 to get a bleacher seat. And so it was something that we could do. Mom and Dad probably didn't know we were coming down, but we could catch most of the game, get back in time before we got found out. There was no cell phones. There was no location at that time. So... that's one where I would love if they added that to the stadium, but is it going to be a family day, opening day, or is it going to be, hey, me and the guys, this is what we do. Kids, you're going to have to wait till Sunday, which is actually family day.
Today's one of the drunkest days of the year in the city of Detroit. I'm not sure you bring in your little ones. This is a day for the boys, the girls. This is a day to get out and have a good time, celebrate the start of spring.
Yeah.
I'm the guy with no kids, though, so I'm the wrong person to ask.
And sometimes you don't have childcare, And if you want to come down, you got to bring the kids.
Yeah.
I mean.
And you can always enter the ballpark early.
You can, or this could be, and I know, Heather, you talked about this, Colin, might bring the kids down just to walk around the stadium before it even starts, not go in when the game actually starts, which I think may be the best plan. If you're going to make this a family day, come down, grab some lunch. There's plenty of great places to eat down here. See the excitement of opening day, and then you can catch the broadcast on the way home, catch it on TV when you get there, and then bring them back for an actual game on Sunday.
Let us know. Are you driving in from out of town? Yeah. Are you tailgating? Do you have the same spot that you hunker down every year? You bring the same group of people and you party. Let us know. 248-539-9797.
You guys probably saw it when we walked in, which we're walking in right 515, 530. There were already some tents set up and people were getting their tailgates ready. This is a holiday. And I'll throw this one out there as well. Are you taking a vacation day or is this a sick day, calling into the boss? I'm got a little cough going. I can't make it in.
You know, something's going around, you know. Yeah.
Or I mean, you just own up and say, "Hey, I'm going to the ballpark." You know, live with it.
You just own it because you're going to post a photo from the ballpark.
Yeah,
and your boss is going to see it.
Yeah, thanks, Tony. Yeah. We talked about this when March Madness started. Right, you only have generally you get 2 weeks of vacation. Some more, some not usually less, but. Were you taking a vacation day to watch the start of March Madness, and then now you have opening day? Like, it starts, the sports calendar starts to eat away at those days off. And is this one important enough for you to take a day off of work? For me, yeah. I mean, obviously, we're working, but.
Well, we get off at 10. It's great. Like, my plan is to stick around here, Hockey Town, have a couple drinks, yuck it up, have a good time, make my way into the ballpark, watch some baseball, eat some food. I'm going to do a quick little hop back home for a power nap, and then I'm back down for the double dip for Red Wing hockey tonight.
I'm curious, because the Panthers are going to be at Ford Field tonight. You could triple dip. It's going to be, the Wings are starting at 7, the Panthers at 8.
Yeah, but they're playing the Hurricanes. They can be out of it. You could just leave.
Yeah, or are you so mad at the Wings right now that you'd rather go see the Panthers?
I'm sure there are people out there. But that's unique, and this is actually lined up now for a few years with the double dip.
Yeah,
with the Tigers and the Red Wings, and you can do both in one day.
And you've done it.
I've done it now. This will be the second year in a row.
Uh-huh.
And I've done, I think, 3 years in a row now they've played on opening day.
The Wings?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So the opportunity's been there, I think, for 3 years now for people.
And so the wife isn't coming to the baseball game, but she's
working,
coming
but
down.
We're going to come reinforcements down for the hockey game.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, so you're going to be in the press box. So you're not going to partake or imbibe.
Well, I'll imbibe before I go to the game, and then you can always sneak out of the press box and get yourself a drink. You just can't. You have to be composed enough.
So hold on a second here. We talk about being professional.
Can you be drunk in the press box?
You're going to drink and go in there at least a little buzzed, but you won't wear Tiger gear in there?
I just think it's a policy. It's not a policy. Well, it's in the spirit of, you don't cheer in the press box. You shouldn't be like wearing team gear.
You don't go in there drunk either.
Drinking on the job is a sign of a problem.
Yeah. Is this an intervention? Is this what this is going to turn into?
Yeah.
I think you get an exception
on
opening day.
I think we're identifying a number of problems for this young man.
By the way, you need to get yourself a ticket wearable that has the logo and a Tiger logo together.
Yeah. There you go.
That's how you get around.
Then he wouldn't be able to wear his credential no matter where he goes. I'm Jim Costa.
I don't wear the credential wherever I go, Sean.
Isn't that what he said earlier, Heather?
No, I said that's how I'm getting into the ballpark today. I don't have a seat. I'm going into the press area. That's how I'm going to get in the ballpark
then
today.
Then you go out and get your hot dog and
your beer.
And beer, yeah.
And then go
to
the press box.
Yeah, will this get me a free beer?
Do you know who I am?
You got a solo cup, too?
I hate all of you. I hate all of you. 248-539-9797. Your traditions. Tell us about your traditions today. No, I don't have the cat carrier with me, John. It's not about your pets or your kids. It's about going with your buddies today. I really think that. I mean, maybe if your kid's old enough to truly, stay for the whole game and appreciate the party. Like, how old would your kid be to take them to opening day?
Well, for me, I would want them to be mobile. I don't want to have to bring a stroller down.
Oh, no.
And because I can't imagine they allow strollers. You're going to have to park it somewhere.
You have to park it.
Yeah. And so they've got to be mobile and mobile enough for them to be able to walk down the stairs to get to the seat. That's kind of the cutoff for me. I don't want to be carrying, especially Teddy. He's way too heavy to be carrying around up and down the stairs. I don't need a workout today. But I do think that as long as they're mobile, which, you know, could, for different kids, it would be different. But, you know, 4, 5, I think is 100% in the range of where you would start bringing them to an event like this. Because it's going to be bonkers and it's going
to
be crowded.
I defer to you guys.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to bring my young kids here. But if I had to, because I didn't have a sitter or something, then I would. I would say more 10 and up. Because I also would like to have a couple drinks. And with a little one, like, it's, I don't know, you got to keep your eyes on them so much. At least a 10-year-old is a little bit more self-sufficient.
Yeah. 16 is a sweet spot because then they can drive home.
That's right. There you go.
248-539-9797. Thoughts on opening day, the party that it is. AJ Hinch, 802. It's 97.1.
Hey, FanDuel, America's number one sports book, is the best place to bet on sports. And there's absolutely a loaded sports calendar this week. And we know we're down here for opening day. We've got hockey, which we've already talked about tonight. Basketball this weekend. So whether you're into basketball, baseball, hockey, it doesn't matter. Any other sport as well. Check out some of their exclusive promotions. Dinger Tuesday, Hump Day Parlays, and Golf Profit Boost Tokens, which is going to happen over the weekend. And maybe you want to put a parlay together. So you have to put on a little and win a lot. So hey, do the Wings and the Pistons and the Tigers all in one. Right now, new customers can get $200 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. Visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit to make every single moment more with FanDuel. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager, only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's opening day. We've got AJ Hinch joining us at 8:02 this morning, talking Tiger baseball and the party that is opening day. Room for both on the phones, 248-539-9797. John's got his customized Jansen Tigers jersey.
77, baby. Ready. Not changing that number.
No. Ready to go for today. Let's get to the phones, 248-539-9797, where Matt joins us. Matt, good morning.
Good morning. So a couple of years, I work, I drive for a living, and it's a small company. So a couple of years ago, me and some employees took sick days to go to the game. And our boss, we met our boss at the game. And so ever since then, he now gives us unofficial sick days where we just go to the game, but we still get paid either way. And it's really cool. So I'm glad I get to skip out on work but still get paid.
Man, that's awesome. You must have one of the coolest bosses in town.
he's a good guy, man. He's a good guy.
Are you meeting him at the game today?
Yeah, I'm going to be at the game today. We're all going to meet up.
All right. That's awesome. There you go.
Yeah, it's awesome when people get outing. It. It's good for your workforce, right? Morale building.
Positive reinforcement, building up. So,
We got a ticket texter who says something similar. Says the boss, pretty decent guy. They do a drawing a couple times a year for different games, and today they have sets of tickets for the double dip, a pair for the Tigers and Red Wings. He's going to give out today for people at work.
Nice.
See, that's great.
Yeah. I am curious. Is there anybody else that is doing the double dip? And are you going home after? I know you are, Jim. But is somebody who's coming down for the Tigers game, are they just going to hang out downtown and then just mosey on over to the LCA when it's time for the puck to drop?
So some of the challenges, baseball games go quicker now.
Yeah.
So the gap between the games, I mean, what time do you think the Tigers will be done? So 1 o'clock first pitch?
I don't know, 3:30, 3:40?
Right. And then you got to kill 3 hours.
Yeah, so go.
Go get food.
Yeah, go. There's plenty of restaurants. Yeah. Hop around to some bars. And especially, I mean, if it's a win, now you're locked into going home, and you can't stand down here or stay down here and celebrate with the fans. If it's a win, if it's a Javi Baez walk-off.
He's done it before. Is he in the lineup today, you think? I don't want to waste the question with AJ. He's tight today.
Yeah.
It's not like we need him to hand us the lineup card. I am curious how he sets the card, though.
I am curious, too, because thankfully, it's been measured as to when Javi's been in the lineup.
Yeah.
Now, we did see him as a pinch hitter, which seems like an oxymoron.
yeah, I was going, why is he the pinch hitter? But you look around the bench, and he was the best option, which is a different issue for the ball club. But
do you have hope that this team is going to be maybe a little bit better than you thought after having seen six games?
I hate that the last game was the one where all the flaws that we were concerned about played out in real time, right? Defense and bench bats and wasting pitching.
Yeah.
But the Mize thing feels real.
Mm-hmm.
The Torque thing, you get excited about. Those are two guys that weren't contributing at the end of last year. Those are two guys that have to keep the team afloat while we wait on Vierling and Meadows. Look, I think they're going to pitch well.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to scratch across some runs and play that A.J. Hinch platoon ball. If they could be 500 through 40 games, I think they've got a shot in this division. I think that's a fair bar. And a chance to get above 500 this week and take advantage of the White Sox. Beat the teams you're supposed to beat.
Yeah.
You're going to lose to teams like the Dodgers, we understand, but beat the teams you're supposed to beat.
Win more series than you lose, and then start adding some things up, and when you have a chance to play the White Sox. And heck, even now, the Twins. I'm shocked at how the Twins have started this season. They've pretty much carried over from where they ended last year. And
you
so
see Correa? He's been terrible.
Yeah. But I am curious, you know, has this Tigers team through six games given you some hope? Or is there something, like you mentioned, the flaws and all the warts that we saw in their last outing against the Mariners, has that stolen any hope that you had built up? Because it's really hard to look at numbers right now. And I know we'd all love, and we knew that Tarek Skubal was going to start the season as the first starter. It's disappointing that he's not starting today in, you know, at Comerica to celebrate the, you know, the start of the season here, as well as the Cy Young, all that stuff. But I am excited to see Jack Flaherty and in the season that he had with us and with the Dodgers last year.
He picked us. You know what I mean? We traded him away. It's business.
Yeah.
And he picked
us. Free agency. He picked us. He picked to come home. And I'm curious as to how much he picked us or how much he picked Chris Federer. Because Chris, this staff, and whether it's Chris Federer or it's A.J. Hinch and how he uses them or the rest of the coaching staff, how much of it was, yeah, he just wanted to come back to Detroit, or how much did he actually pick, this is the bunch that rejuvenated my career. And now I've signed a 2-year deal with them because I think it's my best opportunity to continue to pitch at this level.
The reputation that the Tigers have taking care of their pitchers. You said hope. Opening day is a day of hope.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what the record is, everybody gets excited for baseball season. Everybody wants to go to the ballpark for the first time, see Comerica Park, and see this baseball team. They got a losing record. Some of that is playing the Dodgers 3 games to start the season. Hope is the key word on opening day. So what has you feeling hopeful? And if there's something in the back of your mind that you just can't get over right now, you can share that as well.
So what's stolen it is the injuries.
Yeah.
And that was even stolen before they even had one pitch in the regular season. But Gleyber Torres, you know, and that injury, and we thought, well, maybe Colt Keith going back to second base, and it's helped him at the plate. And, he had, you know, okay, 3 walks last time, no hits, but the air in the field really, you know, stole some of that as well. But when you look at Spencer Torkelson, I don't know how else you can look at it other than hope. I don't know that you're ready to say that's something we can count on. I think the sample size is way too long. The sample size of him not being a hitter is much larger, but it's been a nice start. Dylan Dingler, I think he's been a nice addition, and his numbers bear it out. Justin Henry Molloy, since he's been up, all right, he's been, you know, had an impactful bat, at least in one game, and he's only been here for, what, two? And so you look at him at Riley Green, kind of counting on him, slow start in regards to the first couple of games in L.A., but...
But some pop, some power.
Some pop, some power, but he returned to form in Seattle.
And they're playing him some at center field, too. So, okay, we got the update, we got A.J. Hinch, it's all coming up, it's 97-1.